the relative, University of Philosophy textbook for the first course. This is something that a lot of people have shown a great deal of interest in because we have run the chapters in the GIST every month, and soon we'll have completed the first book. It seems as though nationwide, worldwide, great interest has been taken in the textbook, The Relative. Many people have read the chapters and have found them so exciting and so rewarding that they have even started a class in a school separately in the Philippines and in other areas to take that as their classic text. The reason that it has found such a fine readership is that it deals primarily with absolute qualities. It deals with the absolute quality of thinking, of being, and of living. The philosophy of absolute, in other words. It's a philosophy that does not talk to the relative level of beingness, but speaks more to absolute level of beingness. It speaks to the level of our infinite consciousness, which does not limit itself by the relative terms. How can we do that? How can we reach out and speak about things that are so beyond the everyday affairs that we're familiar with? Well, it's a simple thing, but it's a very demanding thing. It means that every thought we think while dealing with absolute terms must be done in absolute relationships. Absolute relationships, the relative, and you're speaking about absolute, you're speaking about principle. Yes, that's true. It's very true. We're speaking about those things because those are the things that are the most difficult to be precise about. Those are the things that are most difficult to be aware of and handle in a very positive, dynamic way. Consider the fact that if I say to you, in the infinite is, in the allness, there is no time, there is no space. And then I say to you, in the relative, there is no time and no space. And you say, now just a minute, in the relative there very much is time and space. We have clocks and watches, we have measurement devices to tell us what space is, and the clocks tell us what time is. Well, they are but an illusion. They are an illusion as everything is. And when you stop and think about it, they have no bearing, no significance whatsoever. Now just take, for instance, if you will, we have today the thought that it is 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we open the textbook, The Relative, and we read about thoughts of living on other dimensions. And we read about how these other dimensions are meaningless unless they're right here now. Okay, so the significance is that at 2 o'clock today, we are reading about The Relative. Now, come tomorrow, and we'll say, at 2 o'clock yesterday, we were reading about The Relative. Well, the significance is, so what? We say, today, John died at 10 a.m. And tomorrow, we say, yesterday, John died at 10 a.m. And again, the significance is, so what? Now, to John dying, it's quite significant. Or to all the people in John's world that he died is quite significant. But as the saying goes, time heals all wounds, relative to the relative. In due time, John's death will be forgotten. If not forgotten, it'll be not significant. It will just be a thing that happened and a thing that took place, but it no longer has any bearing on the present. And having no bearing on the present, it has no reality. Having no bearing in the past, it has no reality. And at even the moment of it happening, whatever it may have been, whether it was a death or whether it was reading a book or whatever it may have been, it has no bearing on anything. So indeed, we must say that all life has no bearing on anything else, except the bearing that we give it in our mind, and that continually changes. And it changes from day to day, it changes from hour to hour, it changes from year to year, and it is never the same. It is always changeable. Now, this same thing is true with anything we do in the relative world. In absolute, we deal with principle. We say, this is not a correct statement, but we say 2 times 2 is 4, and it is 4. Now, this is a principle. This is a principle that has no relationship to anything. It has no relationship to two of whatevers and two of whatevers. It has no relationship to time or space. Its only relationship is to itself. Now, this seems rather profound and rather difficult to understand, but it is what the forthcoming world is preparing itself for. And we at the University of Philosophy are at the ground floor of this activity. We have had the University of Philosophy now for a number of years, and now is the time that the University of Philosophy is going to begin reaching out and being available to students on a professional basis, and the classes will be available to students to guide them into thinking into the is-ness, all-ness, into the absolute, and without the thee, into all that is. And as this takes place, we can be ready for a great revolution in the world of thought. Revolution in the world of action and thinking, being, doing, everything. Because when we think in that direction, all the relative world ceases to have significance, and thinking in absolute or principle, we are thinking quite profoundly, and the profoundness has only begun. Welcome aboard the University of Philosophy.